Even better, you got to slide him into a 93 jersey, so it's a little bit less suspecting.
Right.
Otherwise, 66 is out there. All right, they got three offensive linemen over on that right side. They're doing something over here. They're not just bringing an extra blocker. That's some genius. I can only imagine the smile on Phil Longo's face as he calls that play in and says, ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Well, the other thing you and I were talking about was as that ball was in flight to Rucci, you know that time slows down, right? And you're
oh
like,
my God,
make that catch. Make that. I got to catch
it's
it.
It's like Smalls in,
I gotta catch it.
In the Sandlot. Please catch it. Please catch it. Please catch it. And back-to-back texts, 262 and Mike and Merrill, both. Composure and poise from Braden Locke. Impressive, impressive day from the young man. We'll talk a lot more about it after the break and throughout the night, boss. But that is, we saw last week and both kind of looked at each other like, are we able to say that he played well?
We wanted to,
right?
Didn't we?
I kind of want to say that. I thought he played well for coming in cold this week, getting a week's worth of action, and then going through some adversity throughout the first three quarters. Impressive day here for 18.
All right, we hope to go back to Champaign. Mike Heller inside the locker room. Maybe we'll catch up. We'll look with some of his post-game media conference today. Lots of media piling on this program as the game unfolded, and it'll be interesting to see what their wrap-up stories after this victory
was. Will there be any retractions?
I highly doubt that. Badgers win, though. A big rally in the fourth quarter of epic proportions, and they knock off Illinois by a score of 25-21. The local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. And this is Badger Football from Learfield.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
As the leaves change color and the air turns crisp, it's time to get your set of wheels ready for the autumn adventures ahead. Stop in today to your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's fall essentials. New wiper blades, motor oil, fuses, air filters, and more. Or you can find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Now that's bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Yeah, postgame show continues, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Along the network stations, we owe you 10 seconds of pause for a legal ID, 10 seconds for station identification. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you turned it off, like my wife did, and texted me, they won, huh? Wow.
How about that?
A lot more fun than I thought you would have on the postgame show tonight. Thank you, honey. 25-21, the Badgers rally in the fourth quarter and get it done against Illinois. Kevin in the 262 hitting us up on the talk and text line at 414-799-1973. Says, red hot, great win today. Always love beating Bert in Illinois. Is it that hard to find college broadcasters?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, those guys were a little rough.
That was rough. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Badger Sports Properties, and thank you, iHeartRadio app, for being as accessible across the state of Wisconsin to be able to mute that TV.
Mr. S hits us up in the 414, says, a well-deserved win for our Wisconsin Badgers as they hung in and grinded this one all the way to their victorious end. A signature win for sure for our young quarterback. And I love listening to LePay and Tausch on the call. Quick question. This is for you, Billy. Given our second half offense, is this what a Badger air raid offense could look like going forward? Question mark.
Yeah, I would say so. And the biggest reason is you're still going to have a downhill running aspect to it. And I think you're going to be pretty close to 50-50. You mentioned the third down play that they handed to Braylon when everybody at Memorial Stadium thought they were going to throw the ball again and stay behind the chains. You give the ball behind a 300-plus pound offensive line that still can move people as well as just about anybody else in the Big Ten and go try to get yourself some yards. That being said, what you saw in the second half, and I think more importantly in the fourth quarter, you get that we've talked about it as a struggle to get the first down. Mm-hmm. Just get yourself moving, get a positive drive, then you can start going a little up-tempo. And I thought Illinois was really struggling to keep themselves composed when the Badgers were pressing the gas pedal down. Taking a snap at 18 left on the play clock, you start making those guys suck wind at about 6 or 7 plays into the drive instead of 9 or 10 plays into the drive, where you're giving them 30 seconds of reprieve in between plays. You're calling out signals. You're trying to figure out, can we sub or not? And then all of a sudden, boom, they're in formation ready to snap the football again. That part of it is, I think, a major aspect of this offense that you saw a little bit more into that second half is a big reason why the Badgers and Luke Fickell wanted to implement this offense, I believe.
It's interesting you say that, because you and I both looked at each other and said, normally you say the run sets up the pass.
Mm-hmm.
But at least right now, the pass sets up the run for this group.
Yeah, it was opening up the box.
Well, and you've said, too, this offensive line seems to pass block better than run block.
Yeah, they're a good pass blocking unit. And especially with... They still have now, I think, started to settle on the five. They were still rotating in at both guard spots. And Jack McNeil said that he wanted to play 7 offensive linemen. I said, okay, Jack, come on. No way. Nobody wants to rotate in offensive linemen. But he did for the first 6 weeks. And I thought you saw a pretty stable front with Huber and Fertney at the guard spots. And, again, just once you keep them on the field – and kept some momentum on your sideline, that fourth quarter, everybody in blue and orange was nervous. And people on the Wisconsin sideline, the same way you said go into next week, we're playing free and easy, knowing no one's expecting us to be able to do something right now, but let's just keep playing and see what happens.
Spencer, I've got to tell you this story, okay, because you're back here working. There's a play, and Billy's an offensive lineman, played offensive line in college, as you know. So there's a play. Is it Fertney that flattened a dude?
Tanner Bordellini.
Tanner Bordellini. How many times did you back that up and watch that?
Oh, at least 15.
At least.
It just lays on top of him in the perfect spot. The only thing that would have been better is if he would have busted out a bottle of syrup in his side pocket and just dumped it on him on that pancake that he had. I mean, opens up a hole. When you put the middle linebacker on his back, Tim, usually going to be a pretty good day for the running back. And Braylon was able to feast on that one pretty well.
Yes, for the haters out there, they have to tackle better. Okay.
Yes, no doubt. They have
to start quicker. Yes, the offensive line has got to stop making boneheaded plays. But yet, somehow, this team found a way to win. They found some poise. They found some grit. They found some guts, whatever you want to call it. They found it. And they win today, 25-21. And all the things that Luke Fickell and this staff have tried to instill in them to finish just once, guys. Finish, because they haven't been able to do that.
Yeah.
And I am sure at times, especially last week, with the way that game ended, they had to be thinking to themselves as a group, man, maybe that's just not us. We just don't have whatever it is to finish a game. And today, they did.
Today, they did. And it will continue to be a point of frustration that you didn't win a game where the opponent doesn't take a snap inside the red zone. Right? I get that.
Right.
But now, again, that's got to be able to be in the past. And as fans, we can continue to point back to it, but those dudes in the locker room can't. And I'll admit, Tim, I was anticipating a little bit more negativity on this talking text line and a few more people taking their celebrations. But it seems like many people, like
a few victory laps happening now.
I gave up on the game a while ago, but I'm glad I tuned in when I did. It was awesome. People enjoying the win for what it was. A win for Luke Fickell, and let's be honest, probably his first signature win at Wisconsin, even though you didn't anticipate beating Illinois would be a signature win.
Some numbers tonight. Braden Locke, 21 of 41, 240 and two scores. No INTs tonight. Braylon Allen was a horse, as he had to be, 29 for 145 and a touchdown, his longest run of 30. Jackson Aker carried it twice tonight for 5 yards. As a team, the Badgers rushed for only 139, Billy. Threw it for 240, as we said, but were flagged 6 times for 40 yards. Third down conversions tonight, Badgers 10 of 17. Fourth downs, they were 1 of 2 on a total of 76 plays.
And you have the full notepad there of the blow-by-blow, play-by-play, that first half. I want
to
say
I'm not even going back to it.
No, but I want
to
say
if they lost 21-7, then we would go back to it.
Oh, we'd be digging big on India. Yes. But you mentioned those penalties. I think it was 5 for 35 yards in the first half, and three of them were big to start drives and set them behind the sticks. And you look into what happened in the second half. They were getting positive yards on first down, being able to run the ball, and keeping themselves in front of the chains, giving Braden Locke an opportunity to set his feet, deliver some balls. And you hate to just put it on the receiving corps as well. They didn't make enough plays, I thought, for their freshman quarterback in the first half. Made some big-time plays in the second half. Even that one by Skylar Bell that was waved off. A great effort to keep almost a foot in bounds. They started making some plays for him in the second half.
Third and one, false start. Jack Nelson becomes a 3rd and 6.
Yikes.
Badgers end up not converting in 3rd and 4 in their first drive, and they end up punting. Second possession, that's where on the first play, I think Riley jumped offside, hit a false start.
Malman jumped offsides, yep.
And then later Braden Locke fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a Nelson
hold, I think, on the next drive.
Prior to that, after the Locke fumble, remember, Illinois turns it into 7 points. On the ensuing kickoff, Jim probably should have let the ball go through the end zone, decides to take it out.
That's right, yeah.
And then Caden Johnson is called for holding. So they start the drive back on the 10. The defense holds, and this is the other thing we're overlooking a bit tonight, too, in the win, is that I don't know if the outcome would have been that much different. But in that first half, there were some key drops by receivers.
Big time.
And
yes.
There even was on that last drive. Give Skylar Bell credit because he should have had a pass that would have made it 3rd and short. Was called out of bounds because he was didn't have possession. Made a big catch late to keep the drive alive. But you got to make catches, too.
And you know what? Actually, good thing Jim didn't catch that ball on, what was that, 2nd down? 2nd and 10, where
yes.
The TV copy was saying that he should have hit his head on the goalpost after – catching the deep end route, because then we would not have had the beautiful moment of Nolan Rucci and a tackle eligible touchdown. We
wouldn't have been like a true offensive lineman.
We would have been robbed of a big man touchdown, and we would not have had nearly as much fun here tonight.
Best part about it, I told you the photo. The dude had knee braces on.
Knee braces
on. I know he had two jerseys, but he was wearing knee braces at the same time.
Oh, God. It's just a beautiful thing. And it is a great design for the Badgers to move, because Rucci's lined up at left tackle.
Yes.
And they move Jack Nelson over to the right side, line up as what would assumingly be a tight end, which, if you're looking at it from Illinois' spot, makes a lot of sense. Because it's third down at about the four, but you're on the left hash. So even if you don't get it, presuming you're going to run if you're on the defensive side, and former Badger Aaron Henry calling that defense, by the way, you're thinking they're just going to try to put the ball in the middle of the field potentially.
Line it up for a
line
field goal to tie it up and go to overtime.
For a tying field goal, yeah. And instead you catch him completely off guard, and then Nolan Rucci has to go airborne for it like he's getting a big old rebound in the fourth quarter of a high school basketball game.
He does. The Badgers rally. We're all happy tonight. Were you entertained? That's the question we're asking you. 25-21, the Badgers win. Stay with us. The local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. And this is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning. Commitment. Resilience. Sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
There's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt. The talk and text line, very busy tonight at 414-799-1973. Lex says Billy, hell of a comeback. Might be a good thing that the freshman quarterback is in and gaining experience and building chemistry with our four young receivers for this year and the future. You and I talked about this last week, that if you go back to the spring game, the launch, that we walked away that day thinking that Braden Locke outplayed Tanner Mordecai in that game.
Yeah,
but Tanner Mordecai was going to start.
He was going to start, and it wasn't just that day, Tim, where I think we experienced every season in 1 hour at Camp Randall. Right? It was a wild day. It started snowing, then it was raining, then it was sunny. Looking at the totality of spring ball, I thought Braden had separated himself and played better consistently than just about anybody at the position. There was a big gap, and Phil Longo talked about it a couple of times with Heller and I on The Daily Show, where we knew Mordecai was going to start, right? Now, that was a business decision. Let's be honest and frank about it. But then Braden comes in with Evers, also a transfer quarterback, Miles Burkett 1 year in, and they're all on similar standing, but Locke clearly separated and made the distance wider, a wider margin throughout the weeks because of what we saw tonight. An incredible zip on the football, a velocity on the ball that is going to be able to put the ball in tight windows, and a little bit of a gunslinger mentality to say,
the kid has no fear.
I can throw the ball that into that window.
I mean, what impressed me most in the loss last week against Iowa was on the final drive when he took the shot from the Iowa D tackle and got up and lived to fight another day. Mm-hmm. He took a couple of more shots today, and again, didn't faze him. Came back, said, let's go.
Pretty much the exact same spot. And the one in where the targeting penalty comes to, Tim, that's on the first of the two back-to-back touchdown drives where you can pack it in down 21-7, and you just take a shot up under the chin strap, and I look over at you saying, are we going to see Miles Burkett?
Well, most quarterbacks don't come back from that shot.
No. And instead, we saw 15 unanswered points.
I mean, it looked like a prize fight where you get hit hard and you go, is that all you got?
That's what you got? Sweet.
I mean, didn't you feel that way?
Shook the face mask.
Yeah. I'm good. Let's go.
Shook the face mask, dapped up a couple of the offensive linemen and said, all right, coach, what's the next play?
That's Texas tough.
That's what you need.
That's what it is. It's Texas
Maybe that's
tough.
Why they're recruiting his younger brother, too.
Then other quarterbacks coming in from Texas, too, right?
Yeah, Metzauer next year. Listen, not a bad pipeline to go and get some folks from. And he played some big-time high school football.
Did I hear on our pregame show today, our local pregame show in Madison with Ben Wargle, that the kid has not thrown an interception his entire high school career? I think that's what
Hold on, Ben said this morning.
What? Spence, you have to check. But I think it said
high school career.
He has not thrown an interception.
Now, Matt LePay said he reminded him of the quarterback from Varsity Blues. I mean, not throwing a pick in high school might be even more important. But, yeah that kind of moxie and that swagger.
No, wait a minute. Sunshine was from Remember the Titans.
Yes. I'd love to say that I knew the young man's name, but I haven't seen the Varsity Blues movie. So okay. I didn't say that when Matt was on because I didn't want him to be mad at me.
Jim and Cunningham sent you some love tonight, big fella.
Come on, Jim.
He says, hey, guys, got to admit, started watching the game from the beginning and before halftime. I switched over to The Flying Leathernecks, a 72-year-old movie. I think John Wayne was in the
movie. Come on, Jim.
Says, came back to the game halfway through the third. Fun to watch the comeback. When we scored the winning touchdown, I knew Billy had to be happier than a pig in slop, if you know what I mean.
Oh, it was amazing. Yes. I'm telling you. I mean, just the table, there was a pop that you couldn't help but know exactly what it was. Hate, not even Hayden Rucci could hate on the way his younger brother went up and elevated for that ball. I don't know that anybody would have thought the big 6'6", 300-pounder could move and just slither away. Usually us 300-pounders, Tim, don't sneak anywhere.
You don't run, you waddle.
Yeah, right? And he just sneaks on into the back of the end zone there, waits for it, and maybe one of the better passes by Braden Locke of the night, because as we joked about it with Nolan not wanting to miss it, knowing how wide open he is, Braden Locke saying, dude, if I can't hit him here.
You cannot airmail this pass. Whatever
I'm not
you
getting
do,
on the bus.
No, you cannot airmail this pass. Speaking of offensive linemen, you mentioned the pancake from Tanner Bordellini earlier tonight. Let's go back to Champaign right now. Afterwards, Mike Heller had
Our
a chance
guy.
To talk to Tanner Bordellini.
Tanner, that is a improbable finish, right? I know that confidence likely never wanes on the sideline, but you are down 21-7 and hadn't put a ton together. Walk me through how this game then flips on its head in the fourth quarter.
I think, you know, it's just a lot of guys doing things right at the same time together. As an offense, I felt like in the first half we did a lot of good things. Just there's certain plays that you don't execute on that are negative. And I feel like we did a good job of putting some drives together. And, you know, just keeping that confidence going, like having that belief that no matter what the score is, we're going to go out there, we're going to execute, and we're going to win the game.
All right, walk me through Braylon Allen. Dude is tough as nails, and there were a couple of plays late in that last drive on a 3rd and 10 that you guys make the run call to Braylon, and he picks up 11 critical moments in the game and a big-time run.
Yeah, and it was awesome. You know, we have all the confidence in Braylon that if we go block our guys, he's going to make a play. And, Braylon emphasizes that at halftime. You know, just give him some daylight, just get on your guys, give him some daylight, and he'll make a play. And I think that 3rd and 10 is a perfect example of it. You know, most teams probably wouldn't ideally call a run play on 3rd and 10, but we had all the confidence in the world that we were going to go make something happen, and we did.
What do you say about your quarterback? I know that nobody wants that position change because of injury with Tanner getting hurt and Braden stepping in, but how cool was he when it mattered today?
He was phenomenal. I think he did a great job this week of preparing and getting mentally ready for the game. He had a great week of practice. I think it showed in today's game. He did a lot of great things for this offense, put together a great 2-minute drive to end the half and a couple really good drives to end the game. And I can't overstate how well he did today, and it's a hell of a game for your first win.
And then I just visited with Nolan Arucci. Now, there's no truth to the rumor that that play can be inserted for you on the outside eligible. I think that's probably not true. But what a great play, what a gutsy call, and what a fantastic finish.
Absolutely. You know, it's something you have in your back pocket just in case, and you never quite know the situation. Obviously, with the game on the line, I think a lot of people would hesitate to call that. So shout out to Phil Longo for doing that. It was an awesome play. I think, you know, as an all-line, when you get a chance for one of your guys to score, it doesn't happen very often. So you're pretty enthusiastic and ready to block as hard as you can to get them open. And Nolan made a great catch, Braden made a great throw, and the rest is history.
Last one for you. The 180 from how this feeling was a week ago walking off the field against Iowa, but also about finishing, which has been talked about all offseason and into the season. And today, that game came down to who was going to finish. And it was you.
I think that's the biggest thing. You know, all offseason we emphasized finishing the fourth quarter. Last season we were 1-4 in the fourth quarter, and that's something you can't have happen. So we made an emphasis all offseason that we were going to be the team that in the fourth quarter, if we're in a close game, we know we're going to win. And I think today, just, you know, consistently going at it as a team, going out there, getting in your all every play, especially in the fourth quarter when it's critical moments like that, was really evident. I'm really proud of our team.
Tanner, enjoy it. Congratulations. Thank you.
All right, good stuff. Mike Heller and Tanner Bordellini after the game tonight. Badgers down 21-7. They rallied in the fourth quarter, and they knocked off Illinois and Champaign, and now Ohio State awaits. Fellas, when we come back, we will have to select our energizing performance of the game.
Oh, that'll be tough.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. Also, we may hit the talk and text line one more time. If you got some more thoughts, chime in at 414-799-1973. By the way, Badger volleyball tonight taking on Nebraska. Did you see what tickets were going for if you're going to sit courtside in Lincoln tonight for this? This is number one Wisconsin against number two Nebraska. Not in the Big Ten, but in college volleyball. Number one in the nation against number two.
Wow.
Try about $3,000 a piece. Oh. To sit courtside to watch college volleyball tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska. First set, Badgers trailing by 4, 15-11.
Now, Badgers have not lost a set in...
It's like 28, 29.
Jeez.
Straight sets. It's crazy.
Well, come on, ladies. Let's beat those Cornhuskers. It is, you know, harvest season. It's time for us to go and take them on home.
This is good. This is good versus good tonight, no doubt about it. Quick break. We'll come back and give you some final thoughts. We'll talk about Ohio State, and we'll have our energizing performance of the game as we continue. Badgers victorious tonight over Illinois 25-21. The local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Shop! Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Piggly Wiggly, Shop the Pig!
If Big Ten football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM Big Ten Radio is what you need to listen to. We're talking conference and team previews, plus hear live games, news, and analysis from experts like Anthony Harris, Jake Butt, Mac McLoy, and Ben Hartsock. Go in-depth with your favorite team with coaches' shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside Big Ten football like nowhere else. Seed your fandom on the SiriusXM app. Stay up to date anywhere you go. Just download the app and start streaming.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The postgame show continues, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt. Badgers victorious tonight, rallying late, knocking off Illinois 25-21, when most, if not all, of Badger Nation had left them for dead. But the Badgers come back, shock the world, win tonight, pick themselves off the canvas. No matter how you want to declare it, the Badgers win tonight, 25-21. Now it's time to select the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you.
Third and goal, Wisconsin at the 3. 21-18, Illinois leading. 31 seconds remaining in the game. DK wide left. Badgers overload. Heavy on the right. Snap the lock. Looking to throw. Got a man wide open. Left side. Caught. Touchdown. Wisconsin. Little tackle eligible action as the Badgers take the lead with 27 seconds to play. It was Nolan Rucci, Hayden's little brother, who is a big man on campus right now.
Amazing, stunning, man. Whatever you want to call it. Nobody saw that coming, unless you're one of the select media, Matt Tausch, that get to go watch practice.
And good job by those two guys not spilling the beans.
Yes.
So that they can keep getting that kind of information back there. But the only bad thing about it, Tim, and I'm, the only negative is it wasn't in Nolan Rucci's 66, which I imagine is the jersey that is hanging in Bucky's locker room with a little NIL money attached to it. So let's throw 93 on there as well for the jerseys. Put some money in the young man's pocket after that W.
Well, the crazy thing about it was when he caught it, we saw Rucci right away in the back. And I'm looking at my player card, and I'm like, there ain't no Rucci at 93. Who is this 93? And they even fooled us. And then they went to the sidelines after the catch, and Patrick Herb talked about that, that they had that jersey kind of laying in wait, right?
Oh, well, they had to have known they were going to do it at some point, Tim.
During the game, yeah.
Because they sewed his name on the back of it.
Yes.
So, like, this is something they've had in the hopper to wait for the perfect moment. And, I mean, Sam Cassell is dancing for Phil Longo and company on that. I mean, Stones doesn't say enough for the moment 59 and a half minutes into the game say, hey, Rucci, get on out there. You haven't played all night.
Let's make this happen.
Time to go catch the game-winning touchdown.
Let's go back to Champaign. Afterwards, Mike Heller talked to one Nolan Rucci.
Can't wait for this.
So apparently, from what I understand, this has been repped a few times, Nolan Rucci, that play. But walk me through your emotional excitement pre-snap. Like, what's going through your mind knowing that this is your play call?
Well, yeah, like you said, we had ran it a couple times during practice and thankfully caught it every time. So it kind of felt routine at that point. I just didn't think that was going to be the moment it was going to be called. So when I heard the play call, I ran in there and I was just thinking, do my job. And that's what coaches emphasized all week. And just a moment like that, you just got to capitalize.
Nolan, in that moment, you know, we see the Hollywood concept of it, that the ball stays in the air for about 30 seconds.
Sure.
Did it feel that way a little?
Yeah, it felt like almost a dream. Just watching that ball come down right into my hands. It was a perfect throw by Braden. And yeah, I couldn't have asked for anything better. It was awesome.
Now, we're just 20 minutes, 25 minutes after the game. Have you seen it yet?
Thankfully, when we were coming off the field, someone showed me the replay. It was a little more athletic than I felt doing it, so I'm glad it looked cool at least.
Now, is there a little bragging rights in the family, brother kind of stuff here on that moment?
Oh, I'm sure it might help out in the family group chat a little bit now that I got one under my belt. But, yeah, I guess we'll see if it happens again. Who knows? So now I'm rooting for Hayden to get one.
It's a fantastic catch. Let me ask you about the team emotion, because you guys are down 21-7. There's 3.5 minutes left when you get the ball back needing a touchdown, and the offense finds a way to win a game that seemed improbable late in the third quarter.
Sure. I think it really came down to just rallying in the locker room in the second half, and I think Coach does a really good job of getting us there, and obviously the offense has to go out there and do it. So we put a lot of trust in the Braden and the offensive line, and they got it all the way down there. Honestly, there's a lot of guys who deserve that moment more than me on the team. So I'm just super glad I could be out there for it. It was awesome.
Well, we're glad you were there to make that catch. Congratulations. Enjoy it. Thank you.
Good stuff. Mike Heller and Nolan Rucci. It's going to be fun in that family group chat tonight.
Yeah, he's going to have some fun in the group chat, and I can only imagine there's going to be quite a few DMs for one Nolan Rucci. But Tim, in the era of transfer portal, in the era of player movement and conversation about recruiting, Nolan Rucci is one of the few guys on this roster that was brought in by the previous regime that had any five-star grades on him coming
You're
out
right.
of high school,
mm-hmm.
right? And he hasn't started yet. He's now in his third year on campus. Credit to Nolan for being one of the guys that sticks through that, even though the family is obviously Cardinal and white right now with his brother being on the team. Many kids, many families would try to make the decision to say, we're going to go somewhere else and see if we can get on the field playing left tackle. He said there at the end, there's a lot more guys on the roster that deserve that more than me. That's good stuff from a dude who definitely deserves a moment and at some point is going to get his opportunity to play every single down, but make the most of it every time you're on the grass. And he doesn't know how many times he's going to be on the grass with Jack Nelson playing in front of him right now at left tackle. Say, line me up there as many times as you guys need.
They got it done tonight.
Make some plays.
Yeah, they did. Just glancing at a couple of things here real quick. First of all, we have to clean a few things up.
Let me hear. Okay.
Mabry Mettauer is the quarterback from Texas that's coming in.
Yes.
He's actually thrown 11 interceptions.
Oh, wow.
None his freshman year, none his senior year to this point.
Oh, my God.
But 11 between his sophomore and junior seasons in Texas.
Okay.
So, we clean that up.
Well, he hasn't thrown a pick, I would imagine, in what, 8 or 9 games as a senior? That's pretty dang impressive.
He's a highly successful quarterback in high school. Just leave it at that.
Highly successful.
And then also, we were talking about the number of sets the Badgers had won concurrently.
Yes.
The number now is at 30. But they are trailing 21-16 as they play the first set in Lincoln tonight against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. So I want to correct that as well. This is heard correctly tonight. Badgers down 21-7. They rally. They knocked off the Illinois Fighting Illini tonight by a final score of 25-21. You shake your head, and I shook my head.
Something else.
It's just, it's unbelievable what they did tonight. Found a way to win. You and I prepared this postgame show, total transparency, in one way, and then we looked at each other and went, well, they're going to win this thing.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite parts about doing postgame, Tim. You truly can come in believing you're going to talk about one thing. And then the game ultimately dictates what the show is. And how about this one for Ray in Springfield, Illinois? Because kudos to you, Ray. Tonight's your night. Living down in Illini country. He said, guys, I truly think this is a win the Badgers can build off of. Showed some resilience, showed a never quit attitude, and that comes directly from this coaching staff. This coaching staff also having their fun here tonight as may remember a certain former Badger who's now the defensive coordinator, Aaron Henry.
Oh, he was shown a few times tonight.
Yeah, and he was having some fun after the Illini earlier in the summer flipped a recruit.
Mm-hmm.
Said, getting used to this, hashtag flipping family, with them doing a little dap-up hug and a cute little ankle shake-up as well. Well, Coach Paul Hayes, the cornerbacks coach, and Greg Scruggs, may have recreated that sentence that, yeah, we're used to this on Wisconsin, baby. Mm-hmm. This staff is not going to forget about it, and this staff wanted to get this win against the Illini here tonight.
So if we gave out an award on the Network Postgame Show for the best text of the night, it's got to go to Sean in the 715.
Easily.
Tim, Scott, and Billy, after the third quarter, I was so disgusted, I decided to go to early mass. My wife texted me that they had won right after communion, so I went and got lottery tickets. She recorded it so I could come home and watch it on replay.
What a great
God bless
wife.
You, Sean, in the 715.
And you know what? He is blessing them. And he's probably winning on them lottery tickets tonight. Sean, we need the follow-up tomorrow.
As well as I do when he was at Mass, he said a little prayer towards his Badgers to pull it off in the second half.
Come on, figure this out, please. Yeah,
they did. 25-21, the final. The Badgers with the victory improved to 5-2 on the season. Lots more Badger talk throughout the state. We will continue in Madison on our flagship 1310 WIBA in Milwaukee, 97.3. The game also on the iHeartRadio app. For the rest of you, too, if you're looking for Badger volleyball tonight, Nebraska leads Wisconsin 22-19 as they play in the first set. In the Madison market, that's on Fox Sports, 1070 AM. Also, you can find that on the iHeart app and the Varsity app as well. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield. I love Billy watching volleyball, killing me right now.
She just dumped that one on him. No chance. You know, I used to be a setter, boss.
That's sand volleyball. It doesn't count. A property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Bill Smith, this is Tim Scott, reminding you to join us next Saturday night for a 6 o'clock kickoff from Camp Randall. Going to be fun. Can't Ohio wait. State is in town as the Badgers and Buckeyes will square off. Once again, your final from Champaign. The Badgers improved to 5-2 with a win over Illinois tonight by a score of 25-21. This is the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger Football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favit Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
It's Robinson. Like, no, damn it, I'm John Bonham.
how did you go from drumming to singing? How does the singing part happen?
And saxophone.
Well, you know, the singing thing happened because a couple of buddies convinced me that we should try the Black Crowes thing. And I thought, well, I'm not a singer, but I would really love to not haul five loads of drums.
Had you sung before?
Nope, never sang prior to that.
So that was your first time was trying to sing the Black Crowes?
A sold-out sure show was. At the High Noon.
Wow. That takes some cojones. Tell us about this year's freaking Halloween on October 28th at the High Noon Saloon. Breaking news is, I heard Taylor Swift is going to play.
That's right. So originally, Cake was going to play the early show. One thing I should mention is we're doing a family-friendly early show that starts at 4. So this is kind of a new thing for us. Regularly, it's just an adult show where we swear and curse and go crazy. And then we thought, well, let's have a early show. Cake was going to start it out. They dropped out about a week ago. And the Ladies Rock Camp came in to save the day.
Yes.
And I called one of my friends, and she put it all together, Marlo Darkin. She's the drummer for Venus and Furs. Yep,
she was just on the show not long ago.
She was for Punk's Picnic, which both of us played at. And she put it together, Taylor Swift, and it's going to be called the Taylor Swift Kelly's version.
That's awesome. Because
Kelly Maxwell is playing.
Oh, wow. That sounds fun. Well, what else is happening this show?
Yeah, I'll go right down the list if that's all right.
Here we go.
Okay, I'll try to do this quickly. Then we have Pat Benatar, which was just played. Hell is for Children, great song. Then we have Erykah Badu, Daft Punk, Garbage, Beck. That's the band I'm in. Then there's a costume contest, and then we have Nirvana, which is the band that Chad is in.
And
oh wow,
yeah, and a lot of great, you know, obviously the bands that are being tribute, everybody knows the music, everybody knows it, and you know you're going to sing along and have a great time. But some of the musicians playing, of course, Nirvana, Chad, that's you and the Qualms, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And then Garbage is being performed by the German art students and Bing Bong.
Correct.
I think you said Daft Punk is
the Earthlings.
That's
yeah.
going to be a great set right
it
there.
It is going to be a great set. And we go and record all their, all the bands, we go and record and film one of their songs from the their practices, and we edit it down, we interview them. And so if you want to go on to the Facebook event, we have all the videos posted. We're still posting them, but it's neat. You get to see a little bit of what, a little taste of what each band is going to be sounding like.
Now, you guys also have a famous costume contest. It's a big deal.
It is.
Tell us, you know, what prizes you have, and tell us about, you know, what'll be going on.
And there's one for the kids and one for the adults.
That's right. We will have two costume contests. The kids one will have some great prizes from, I believe,
candy, and more candy, and then something really big that we're working on.
Big candy.
We're gonna keep it there. but then for the adult, you got that.
Yeah. Then at probably around 11 at night, we'll be having the adult costume contest with awesome prizes from our sponsors. We have great sponsors this year. Of course, Max Inc. Radio is one of our sponsors. Along with them, we have WORT 89.9 FM, and they are donating some really great swag, awesome CDs, some clothing, some coffee mugs. Stark Weather Tattoo Collective, who is donating a $100 gift certificate.
Nice.
CBD Mind and Body, donating a mix of CBD and Delta 8 gummies. Quite a few of them.
Lots of them.
4-Star Video, who is just still around, which is so great to see. They'll be donating a subscription, because that is a subscription service. We got the Madison Mallards. They'll be donating a VIP package, which includes a table for six in the duck blind, as well as a uniform and a hat. Got Mad City Music, an OG of sorts, if you will, in the music scene here in town. They'll be donating a gift certificate and, of course, some great Mad City Music swag. Massage East is donating a one-hour-long massage. We got B-Side Records, another OG in the music scene. They're donating a gift certificate. And Madison Forward, donating a VIP package of four tickets, a uniform, and a hat.
Look at all that support for the local
great
music
support.
Scene.
Isn't that great?
That is awesome.
I know.
Appreciate all those sponsors. I appreciate you two coming in. Chad, Adam, congratulations on what's probably going to be another awesome year of freaking Halloween weekend at the High Noon Saloon. Thanks for coming in tonight, guys.
Yes.
Thanks for having
Go
us, guys.
Go support the local music.
Once again, it's happening next Saturday, October 28th, High Noon Saloon. The early show starts at 3 o'clock. The late show starts at 6:30. Tickets are available right now at high-noon.com. Garbage is going to play, or they're going to be tribute, I should say. Stupid Girl is Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Sinclair Civic Media. We are local music. That is Garbage and Stupid Girl. Once again, freaking Halloween weekend. Freaking Halloween weekend is happening at the High Noon Saloon. Next Saturday, the 28th, there's a kids show. There's an adult show. It's going to be awesome.
It sounds amazing.
Get your tickets to high-noon.com. Oh, my. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. Any action on the texting line at all? Or?
It's quiet it's so quiet far tonight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. People mm-hmm. chilling out.
So far.
We were talking about Halloween costumes earlier in the show, Terry.
Oh, yes.
And you have a list of some. Is it the top 10?
Oh, I've got almost anything you want here.
What do you have for us?
Where do you shop for costumes?
Where do I shop? In my basement.
Okay.
Usually.
See, that's another one of the questions here. Do you make or buy your costume?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Buy, 66%. 34% making their own.
I like the homemade ones.
I do, too.
It lends to more creativity mm-hmm. that way.
So most people shop for their costume at Amazon, then Walmart, then Target.
All right.
So here's another one. I like this, too. Which is the most overused Halloween costume?
Overused,
overdone. We've seen
like
it a million
ghost,
times.
Ghost or yep. Frankenstein or something
yep.
like that.
All of those are on here.
Mm-hmm.
Witch is number one.
Yeah.
Then a devil or an angel, skeleton, a cat.
Meow.
Huh. Meow. And a nurse.
the trusty nurse.
Oh, that's really funny. What will be the most popular this year? You know this one, Jimmy K.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
You don't have a guess?
Most popular. Oh, Taylor Swift.
No, she's not even in the... Oh, wait, I lie. 1, 2, 3, 4. She's number 5.
She's number 5.
Barbie and Ken are number 1.
Oh, Barbie and Ken. I forgot about
uh-huh.
that.
Uh-huh. So there you go.
844-967-2789. Your worst or best Halloween costume while we listen to brand new Amelia Ford. Happy Now on Max Inc. Radio.
Do you know what it's like to be irrational? To hate someone who hasn't done you wrong. I wish you were a bandage and detachable. Instead of running red beneath my claws. Cause they're bright turns of coastline. Wand and toast I will am not. It's under the arm, it's only at the sound. And I don't wanna hear them at all. Unreachable, and never get to get your answer why or why not. I planned on being better, someone wonderful. Now all my plans are laughing in their line. While they're bright turns of ghost line, call me just tired, maybe not. It's under the yard, it's only at the sound, and I don't want.
Won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people.
It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. The State Department has issued a worldwide warning for Americans abroad to take extra precautions and to remain alert